sorry.
But never sing a song on your birthday. If it is your birthday, have a happy, happy birthday. But never sing a song on your birthday.
This has been a message from Go Banana Go.
A puny, sickly child until he found the weights
and lifted them.
He was a loudmouth vice president until McKinley passed away. Teddy Roosevelt didn't start out cool. He used to be interested in birds. Just an asthmatic child, but then he charged up San Juan Hill. He took his father's words to heart.
You must make your body.
After that, Teddy never stopped working out. Teddy Roosevelt didn't start out cool. He used to have trouble with math in school. Second term.
But he had a ticket for Africa. He had
left for a year of wild animal Teddy days.
Now my chest is 34 inches and I just read book four. Now my waist is 26 and a half inches. I just finished with me to look in me. Now my thigh is 20 inches. Good to rally with dozens of inches. Now my back is 12 and a half inches. Swinburne, Homer, Virgil, and Dickens. Now my neck is 14 and a half inches. Horace, Socrates, and Lincoln. Now my shoulders are 41 inches. Naval War, 1912 is full of statistics. Arms measure up 10 and a half inches. Russo, Japanese War.
Found it.
and Rebecca found it. Rebecca found it. Ken lost his head. And Rebecca found it.
Turn to number 14 in their essential elements book. Horns up. One, two, ready, play. Grade band is an awfully dangerous place. Like last week, my good friend Dr. Rock got locked in a tuba case. But you know, pretty soon we're gonna go off to band camp, and there's something you gotta understand. We learned how to rock.
In the sixth grade.
Right there, that is another band that will be part of Rock the Shores on Saturday. You can go to KUTX.org to get information about it. That is the Sugar Free All-Stars 6th grade band. Candy Band, Did Ken Lost His Head? The Deedle Deedle Dees, who played many, many shows, South by Southwest shows for me over the years. One of my favorite songs of theirs, Teddy Days. Go Banana Go, who was actually supposed to be part of South by this year, and unfortunately, travel plans sort of fell apart, so hopefully next year. But that is brand new music from them, from their forthcoming album. It's called Never Sing This Song on Your Birthday. Start off with Punk Farm, The Wheels on the Van. Coming up after the break, we'll hear Parker Woodland, going to call in, and we'll chat with Aaron, and we're going to hear a song from the Dinosaur Skin. Might get Earth, Wind, and Fire in there. You should stick around. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined here via Zoom by Aaron Walter from Parker Woodland. How are you today, Aaron?
I'm awesome. It's great to be with you.
It's great to have you here. You've done some shows for us before, but the big one this coming Saturday, Rock the Shores at Auditorium Shores. Coming Saturday, it runs from 3 to 7, and you're in the penultimate spot. You're at 6 o'clock, right? Is that right? 6 o'clock, yes.
We can't wait.
So tell us a little bit about sort of what's the mission statement of Parker Woodland? What is it that you're trying to do with this band?
Well, Parker Woodland is my life's passion, and we're trying to convey that life's passion and inspire everyone, I guess I would say, into that. We say that the band is about meaning it. We have a lot of fun on stage. We invite folks to have a lot of fun with us. In the past year, as we've been working on our debut album, the phrase that we've been working with is emotionally charged anthemic rock. We definitely came out of the pandemic with a lot of emotions to release. And so that's the spirit that we're going to be bringing to the shores.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I think the first time I talked with you at all was coming out of the song, The World's on Fire and We Still Found Love. And it was especially about the video, because I don't remember exactly when it came out, but it was when we still weren't going out to parties. We still weren't going out to see bands. And the video is all of that wonderful, like going to Austin parties. And it's emotionally super resonant. And I think that continues to be the case. And I'm super excited to see some of the new songs. And I know you've got at least one song coming out that is really oriented around sort of protecting trans kids and making sure that they're able to be sort of who they truly are. Do you want to talk about that for a little bit and maybe about how that might come out on Saturday as well?
Absolutely. So we were just talking before I got on this call about what the name of that song is going to be. So we're still deciding, but the ethic of the song comes out of my experience as a justice activist. I saw a child at an action in front of the governor's mansion a few years ago holding up a sign that said, "I'm not ready to die yet." And it still chokes me up because, of course, we at one of the churches I'm involved with, they're having a vigil for Next Benedict today. Of course, that will be like a week from now by the time we hear this. But we have lost kids and we have lost people we love. And at the same time, the song is about that fierce and loving determination that all of our kids should get to grow up and all of us should get to be exactly who we are. And in that music video you were talking about, Bill, that one, yeah, it came out in the first year, the World's on Fire and We Still Fall in Love video, the first year of the pandemic when we were still at home. And it was the last thing that Parker Woodland did before the shutdown. We had a house party at my house and we invited our whole community. And that includes, you know, queer kids and all of our friends and family. And so you were seeing sort of the last time we were all together in that video. And it is still one of our most cherished documents and songs. We recorded a new version of The World's on Fire and We Still Fall in Love for the album. So I'm looking forward to you getting to hear that one and the soon to be titled song that is about, you know, getting to be exactly who you are.
That's wonderful. Well, as the parent of a couple of queer kids, I really appreciate you being there for that. The show is Rock the Shores. It's this coming Saturday, March 16th, 3 to 7 p.m. Free. It's a official South by Southwest event, but it's free and open to the public. You don't need a badge, don't need a wristband. And you're coming on right before the mighty Waco Brothers, speaking of people who have a legacy going back a long ways in justice. It's going to be a great way to end the day and end South by. So thank you for calling in here. It's great to see you, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you so much. We can't wait.
One thing I know is this: opposites do come.
Jurassic Ride is the name of the song. That is the band that will kick off Rock the Shores on Saturday, 3 o'clock, March 16th, going until 7 o'clock, Auditorium Shores in Austin. That is the Dinosaur Skin. The song's called Jurassic Ride. Parker Woodland before that, The World's on Fire, and thank you to Aaron from Parker Woodland for calling in and chatting a little bit. And start off the set with Earth, Wind, and Fire, Mighty Mighty. And this is a mighty week, friends. See what I did there? Little transition. It's South by Southwest. Super excited. Thanks for those of you who came out for the show at the Fireout Lounge yesterday. And then this Saturday, 3 to 7, Auditorium Shores. Go to KUTX.org for details. It is a free show, open to the public. Bring your pets if you'd like, as long as they're, you know, on leash and stuff like that. And it's going to be great. Come by, say hello. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at Spare the Rock. Send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. I'll try and keep all those social channels updated with information about the show in case there's weather or anything like that. We do start and end every show with They Might Be Giants. This week it's Infinity. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
In circles, I'll never make it back. Oh, figure of eight goes around, 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 around.
Are you a First Nations, Métis, or Inuit student? Not convinced university, college, or vocational trade school is possible? Or wondering what you should do after high school? Inspire can help you and your friends. Register for Inspire's free Indigenous mentorship program, Rivers to Success. Joining Rivers to Success gets you access to great information, great prizes, and exciting content. Discover careers and post-secondary paths geared towards Indigenous students across Turtle Island, just like you. you. Register online today at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.